truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and life-giving Spirit. Amen. For most of us, our names have some meaning. They were given to us to remember someone who was important in the lives of our family, an ancestor. They were given to us because they were someone our parents deeply admired. Or they were given to us in hope that somehow we would live up to the ideals that were enshrined in that name. I ask you this, raise your hand if you know why you were named what you were. Keep it raised, or raise it again. I should have said that sooner. Raise it again if it's a meaning that has deep significance for you or for your family, that you were named for a reason. Raise your hand. Now, one more time, raise it if you feel that you are living up to the fullness of that name that you were given. That's a tougher one, right? Today is our name day. We are called the Redeemer. And we celebrate that on this feast of the reign of Christ, the end of our Christian year, when we reflect before a new year begins on who we are and how we have been faithful in our calling to follow where Christ has led the way. And in some sense, every generation that has attended this church, every person, I hope, has tried to live up to that name, Redeemer. To live as one who is freed. And in Christ's name, would free others from all that holds us captive. Sin, alienation, brokenness, and death. So today, we look at ourselves, at who we are, and what God is calling us to be. Because on this feast of the reign of Christ, we all dwell in this uneasy place. We live the kingdom of God, a place that is both here and beyond, a time that is both right now and not yet. It's like all of the tensions in our lives. And yet, we claim that in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we are enjoying the first fruits of that kingdom right now. But that its fullness is yet to come. That we live our lives in both kingdoms. In the reign of Christ, we proclaim that renewal and prosperity and plenty for us and for our broken world are both right now and not yet. And it is in today's readings that this tension is borne out. You heard from Jeremiah. The kingdom of God for the prophet was both right now and not yet. The Israelites were under the rule of another kingdom, and many of their people had been taken in captivity to languish in Babylon. Yet despite this, Jeremiah wrote of his hope that a new kind of reign would be established for God's people. And we're given a glimpse of what Jeremiah envisions that kingdom will look like. In this passage, we're told how the reign which God will establish will not be one where people bow and scrape in subjugation before a distant despot. Instead, the people of God will be restored in their relationship. It will be a relationship that will be more like that between a shepherd and sheep. One that is intimate, imminent, caring, and nurturing. Like what we all hope for in all the relationships of our lives. And Jeremiah believes this because this new king will be a shepherd, one who stands in the midst of the flock, feeding and guiding and sheltering and providing for God's people. In this passage, we hear Jeremiah yearn for this shepherd, for a king like David to gather God's flock. But here's the thing with our expectations. When the rain, not this rain, finally comes, it's never what we think it will be. It's never what we imagine. Because when the Redeemer finally came, the rain that Jesus ushered in would be utterly unlike David or any other king that the world has seen. Because unlike his ancestor David, Jesus did not hurl stones and slay giants. Rather, he had stones thrown at him and was himself slain by the religious and political giants of his day. And unlike David, Jesus did not wear a crown of gold and sit upon a throne in glory. He wore a crown of thorns and hung upon a cross only later, through that suffering and sacrifice, to be glorified. The message that comes to us on this feast of the reign of Christ, when we reflect on our identity as Redeemer, is this: that the kingdoms of this world, the kingdoms we create in our own minds and our own lives, are not like the kingdom of God. In God's reign, all of our notions regarding authority and power and majesty are transformed. And how we relate to one another and to the world is supposed to be different. Because in Christ, the king is not the ruler of some, but the servant of all. In the kingdom of God, majesty is about humility, and service is engendered in sacrifice. In other words, what the life and witness of Jesus compels us to live is a kingdom that is just more than some political entity. It's a quality of being, a way of relating to one another, a way of displaying God's love that challenges the kingdoms that humanity has established, that challenges the way we often treat one another. There's a hint in today's gospel. We are told that to be faithful to God's kingdom, we have to challenge the kingdoms of this world by living the kingdom of God. And Luke tells us how. It's the crucifixion. It's a story we know so well, we miss half the details. Three men on crosses, dying in agony. Jesus has just been mocked and flogged and has said nothing. Not a word of rebuke, not a word of condemnation. Two other men with him. One is angry and in denial. The other is repentant and at peace with himself. The third is the Son of God, and he too is dying on the cross. And with the eyes of death, the repentant man now sees everything with clarity. He looks at the sign above Jesus' head. This is the King of the Jews. Unbelievable, given what he's seeing. a man dying on a cross. And yet, with a deep sense of peace and faith, he says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus gives him so much more. More than forgiveness, more than acceptance. He gives him hope at the most hopeless hour. He says, today you will be with me in paradise. His only words in this gospel. Today you will be with me in paradise. That is what the kingdom of God really looks like. A quality of relationships where we see one another the way that God sees us. As the beloved, as the creature that God intends us to be, regardless of why we are on the cross or how we got there. We are the Church of the Redeemer. And like Jesus, we are called to reach out to all who are in their hour of need, just like this gospel. As Jesus did throughout his earthly ministry, and right up until the moment before he died. We are called to feed, to welcome, to clothe, to care, to be present, and in the end, to give hope with both hands. And by doing so, to witness to the kingdoms of this world who turn away from those who are in most need. On this day, when our Christian year ends, as we begin anew with the season of Advent, we discover that we live in the time and space between two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of our own makings. And today we remember what it is to be Redeemer, to stand at the foot of the cross and to see ourselves, who we are and what God is calling us to be. Amen.